Welcome back to our program. He is the man with the plan from the Chamber Plan and Tanner Financial. Brett Tanner, boys.
Woo! Mr. Tanner to you. Mr. Tanner.
Tan Man, did you hear Gersting's conversation? It's a conundrum.
It is. All my kids live probably an hour away from where we live because they can't afford to live near where we are.
Right. And that's, yeah, and that. And do they commute into the city or do they work out near where they live?
Fortunately, they do a bit of both. So so they're not tied to having to commute every day.
All right.
And you know what? I have brothers that live in Calgary and Edmonton, and I get a sense that, yeah, prices are a bit more modest, but it's not way different. And Vancouver is, you know, closed, basically. Most people can't afford to live there. And you just kind of wonder where all our families are going to end up. I mean, you know, we're pretty much done, the three of us. I mean, you guys. I've still got to work. I mean, I'm going to be at Walmart as soon as Fred retires.
You know, I was looking yesterday at sort of a ranchy type bungalow, not far from Peterborough. It's called Bethany, about an hour from Toronto. And that on a very, very nice lot. You wouldn't even get that lot in Toronto, but it was like $560,000. That bungalow in Scarborough would be $1.2 million. Like, so an hour can make a big difference.
For sure. Well, mm-hmm. And speaking of an hour, you know, Brett lives in Markham, and we were just talking there during the break. You know, one of the things, forget the real estate, the challenge of living here starts to wear on you. You know, you tell Freddie that conversation about what it normally takes you to get here.
Yeah, normally I leave at 10 to 7. I get down here. I have time to stop at Tim's. I sit out there. I come in when it's time to come on. And today I didn't get away till about 7. So 10 minutes difference. Took me almost an hour to get down here.
Isn't that wild? What 10? You know, it's the same thing in the 410 in Brampton. 10 minutes can make a world of difference. What are we going to do?
Well, I don't know, Fred. I'll tell you one
flying
thing.
Flying cars.
I tell you one thing you can do. You can make sure you've got insurance for a small business. And as I mentioned, there's over 30,000 small businesses in Canada that have already figured out the best way to make sure their employees have insurance. And one of the first things I learned when we met Brett is, you know, that I didn't understand that the more you make claims, you're in danger of having your premiums start to be erratic and change, whereas there's a stable, the pooling aspect of the Chamber Plan is what makes it attractive to a lot of small businesses.
Yeah, that's the great part about the program is it's a nonprofit program, and because it's got a pool of almost 35,000 firms now, as it continues to grow.
And we take some credit for that, Brad, because you know
we've
introduced it to so many people.
firms that are smaller, under 10 employees, are able to go into a fully pooled program, so we don't look at their claims experience on renewal. They just get a renewal based on inflation to sustain that pool of 35,000. And larger firms, they get a partially pooled system, so we only look at about a third of their claims, and about two-thirds goes into the pool. So they participate a little bit in better rates, and they take on a little bit of risk, but not the same risk they'd have in the marketplace.
Every day when we talk about the Chamber Plan, we say go to chamberplan.ca and get a free quote. It is pretty simple, right? Like that's the gateway, and no hassle is key here.
Yeah, I mean, it's been set up to be sort of effortless, and it's designed for businesses, you know, with 1 to 100 employees, and essentially, you know, they can go to the website. They just basically put down their name, their business name, and their postal code. So that we'll send the correct advisor to them that's local to where they are. And literally with 5 minutes effort, a business owner could have a benefit plan in place. It's not going to take a whole bunch. The advisors, sort of know where to guide the plan. Typically with most small business, you want to start with a basic program. You can always enhance it later as your budget grows, but typically you don't want to start with something too rich, and then you have to take it back, and then employees get upset. So, and the advisors they understand the deal, and they'll be able to guide them through that minefield.
I think that was one of the first surprises we had was that we have a company with 5 employees, and we thought, well, there's no way we can afford this, but we found out that we could, and I think that's a surprise for a lot of smaller businesses because they think, well, you know, insurance is expensive, and I think, and correct me if I'm wrong, it might be one of the last things that a small company considers for itself.
Yeah, for sure. We typically see a lot of businesses will start to add benefits, when they get somewhere between 5 and 10 employees. It starts to become an issue. They can't hang on to staff. It's harder to hire people.
That's right.
So they start looking at ways to sort of improve those things, and benefits is one of the things that they can put in place.
And it's a great gesture to, a small firm, because, a lot of small firms just don't have benefits at all. And for an employer to be able to go and say, hey, I'm going to look after you people. I mean, you talk about, just from a morale standpoint.
Oh, it's a feel-good thing for everybody. First of all, the employees appreciate, having, access to some benefits. And the employers feel like they're, doing a grand gesture for their employees.
Mm-hmm. Well, why don't we do this? Let's talk to one of our employees. Excuse me, sir. What is your name?
Hello, my name is Philip.
You are one of the many employees of the Humble and Fred Show, and you have insurance now. When we first brought the chamber plan to you, Phyllis, what were your thoughts, and did you feel well-loved and taken care of?
I felt like I was cuddled in a lovely little package of love and benefits. And the best part about the chamber's plan is the fact that it fit our lifestyles. So we had travel insurance, we have prescriptions, we've got, certain premiums, and it's perfect.
Thank you, random employee of the Humble and Fred Show. And now back to Brett Tanner, who is a very grown-up man. Are you one? Now, here's the thing I was going to ask.
Barely.
I was going to ask Brian this, but now that you're here, are you wondering why Fred and I are wearing the same shirt?
Well, the thought had occurred to me.
I know!
I didn't get the memo. I didn't bring in Blue Shirt Day.
It's our uniform. No, it's not that we're wearing the same color shirt, Brett. These are the exact same shirts.
Yes, they are.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
My wife bought them both.
Yes.
Was this during your interview at Walmart? You saw them on sale?
No. Now, one day I said to him, winners. I said, that's a nice shirt. And he said, you like it? I said, yeah. And he told his wife, Delise, who's an angel, and she said, she just speaks very quietly. She goes, I'll get one for Howard. And then next thing I know, it showed up. So today, for reasons that neither of us can explain, we both showed up wearing black jeans and the exact same shirt. And we're grown men. Mm-hmm. Don't forget that, Brent.
And just further to the different products within the chamber plan, even RSP and investment options are available as well, right?
Sure. I mean, the program is set up to help the small business employer with everything that they would need for their employees, from a payroll system with Payworks and TandemLink, which allows them to basically in one spot, they can enter both their payroll, HR, and their benefit stuff. So it makes things simple, to a group retirement product that we've partnered with Manulife on. Mm-hmm. And the employees get a preferred rate in terms of the fees for their investments. And, it's really a one-stop place to sort of run your HR and your benefits.
Excellent.
Chamberplan.ca is, of course, where you get that done. And, Brett, always a pleasure to see you. Before we let you go, now that the golf season will be winding down in the next couple of months, see, for me, it's never over. But do you, are you going to try and get away? Because I know that you still love the game, even though the last time we played, there was some ruckus going on.
Yeah, I was on a self-imposed golf timeout.
Were you?
I had three weeks of back pain, and I had the driving yips, for lack of a better term. And
explain to Fred, because if you don't play golf, you can get the putting yips, which is where you find you have trouble putting. It's not just that you miss putts, it's that you get this electric shock or something. But we played together. Brett and I played together.
It looked like an electric shock when I was hitting the ball.
your drive.
Well, he's a very good player.
Right.
And
just snap hook after snap hook. And
the entire day
but
was
only
like,
with the driver.
Yeah.
Everything I get in iron straight. Everything else was fine. So
no, fine. It was great. So, that was what made it so weird.
So what happened? You threw your clubs in the water and walked off the course for 3 weeks?
Yeah, no. I gave myself a golf timeout. I haven't played in a couple weeks. And
that's great.
I'm looking forward to the Florida golf season where I'm going to pretend it never happened.
Right. Well, that's the way to do it. Like I said, that day, because we had played before, and Brett's a very fine player, and he was hitting his irons great, and he was chipping and putting nicely, and then he'd get on the next tee, and the ball would just be like, where am I going? And I felt bad for you, but I knew that you would, work your way through it. And I wish you much luck with that.
Thank you.
All right. Brett Tanner, everybody. Brett Tanner.
Woo!
He's Very nice man.